Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 16th of June at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about the National Economic Dialogue and investment accounts, and we'll be looking at whether AI genuinely saves your company money, and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the stories in the papers. Conor Pope in the Irish Times reports that many Irish consumers will be worse off by at least €1,000 a year as a direct consequence of the war in the Middle East, with the full impact of the conflict yet to be felt, experts have suggested. Even if the deal between the US and Iran holds, the war's aftershocks will keep the price of products, including food, oil, gas, plastics, packaging, building materials and fertilizer, elevated for months, with consumers bearing the ultimate consequences. The ECB increased its interest rates late last week, which added hundreds of euros to the cost of home loans for tens of thousands of mortgage holders. A second increase is considered likely within weeks and would push costs even higher for tracker holders, while putting pressure later in the year on homeowners coming off fixed rate arrangements. Austrianpress.com reports that the EU is preparing a significant refresh of its air passenger rights framework, the first major update in years. After long and often difficult negotiations, representatives of the European Parliament and the European Member States have reached a political agreement that keeps the core compensation rules intact, but introduces several practical improvements for travellers. Passengers will continue to receive financial compensation after 3 hours of delays, but new rules aim to make flying more transparent, fairer and easier, from clearer pricing to family seating and faster information during disruptions. Musicians gain the right to bring their instruments into the cabin when possible, and a broader push by MEPs to guarantee a free small carry-on for all passengers did not make it to the final deal. After years of debate, the most sensitive issue, compensation thresholds, remains unchanged. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that the Phoenix magazine is to cease publication after 43 years, with the company behind it going into voluntary liquidation. Ireland's answer to Private Eye, combining satire, humour and gossip, it has been published once a fortnight since January 1983, when it was launched by the late John Mulcahy. It has been edited for most of that time by Paddy Prendeville, the former press officer with the Troops Out movement in Britain. The last edition of Phoenix was published on June 5th, and the next one should have appeared on Thursday. Instead, the publication will cease with volume 44, number 11.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.